Here's what you need to know with Joe.
Listen, you big-hearted Queenslander. Is there any news other than rugby league?
Just before I get to the news, mate. Queenslander. What a result. It was great. Oh, there it is. That's it. Look, we'll stick on the Queensland spirit theme, and Queensland is ramping up its support of hotel quarantine. So making a little change this morning.
Queensland.
Oh, exactly right. So we're going to be testing our hotel quarantine workers once a week now. They're going to get a swab every single week as a precaution. Also, a fun fact on our system compared to other states, once we get a positive case in hotel quarantine, we're actually shifting them to hospital. A lot of states aren't doing that. Now, obviously, people in hospital have better training. They sort of know what they're dealing with when it comes to infectious disease. And that's one of the reasons why so far we haven't had a leak here in Queensland.
Is it true that they're going to use Josh Papali's knee to knock the virus out of anyone that may have it?
Yeah, that could be a decent idea. Now, look, we'll finish on something a little bit more fun today. We've had him on the show already, Chris Pineapple Hooper, the unlikely mayor of Rockhampton.
Oh,
remember this story?
We love him.
The only bloke who ran against the mayor, and she's since resigned. The rules state that he steps in. Well, he said the ECQ last night offered him the role. He'll be sworn in today as mayor of Rockhampton. Chris Pineapple Hooper will be sworn in.
Can you get anything better on the day after an Origin win, and that is Chris Pineapple Hooper being sworn in as the Rockhampton mayor?
I have two questions. No. Where's Harry Grant from?
Rockhampton.
Where's Cameron Munster from?
Rockhampton.
There we go. A lot to say there.
They shouldn't be mayor. Why wouldn't they, when they sober up, go and be mayor of Rockhampton?
I still love it. It's a town so loose that if you don't know, there's statues of bulls around the town because they're the beef capital. And the testicles, they've had to put screw-on testes on because people were cutting them off with angle grinders.
What a place.
So they've got screw-on nuts on the bulls in the city.
And now a bloke called Pineapple is going to be their mayor. However, little asterisk, it'll only be for a couple of days.
So basically,
Parliament, the reason this is happening is Parliament is due to sit again next Tuesday and then they're changing the laws. So it may only be mayor for a couple of days, potentially.
Don't tell me they've got Pineapple on the no shoes, no service
list. All right. Look, let's keep an eye on this one, though, guys, because he's gaining a lot of support up there. I wouldn't be half surprised if they go to a by-election and he wins.
Oh, that's great.
So keep an eye on it. At least the next couple of days, Pineapple will be mayor of Rockhampton.
All right. That's what you need to know with Joe. Thank you.